Welcome to the Master's Plan Your Partner podcast, sponsored by Master's Plan Church Design and Construction, with headquarters in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We partner to build and renovate churches all over the United States with a trusted reputation and a proven process. Master's Plan is passionate about becoming your trusted partner. Now let's join our hosts, Rodney James and Miss Kim.
Welcome to the podcast today. Thank you so much for joining us. And just a quick reminder, when you are listening, we would love for you to subscribe to the podcast and make sure to let your friends know to be listening as well. My name is Miss Kim and I have Rodney James here. And I tell you what, Rodney, I'm so excited because, you know, with Master's Plan Church Design and Construction, we are realizing that with our friends that there is more to the construction process than just seeing the mortar and the lumber and all of the tools. And it really starts with the heart, doesn't it?
It does. And it's, you know, it is a process. It's a journey. I talk with pastors all the time about how we love to partner with you to walk the journey, because it is a journey. Mm-hmm. From the time that you have a vision or the need begins to present itself, to say we need to look at our facilities, whether it's to renovate or expand or relocate or build a new campus or whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. It really is going to be a journey that's going to be a long-term process, and there are right ways to take the right steps. And having somebody to walk alongside of you and partner with you in that journey, that's what we love to do, because it really is a matter of having a heart and a passion for the kingdom and for mm-hmm. the church and for the pastors that we serve.
And in these steps, so we're talking about the right steps, the right order. The very first step that we've been talking about the last few podcasts is actually select your team and the value of that. You said you could talk for a long time about selecting your team, and we've been giving some of those steps. But let's kind of do a recap, because this will be our final podcast on this step today. But how is selecting your team, the value of that, now that we understand what a pastor, when he's looking at people in either in his congregation or the people that are coming around to want to, their heart is great, they want to help and be a part of this process, but let's kind of do a recap of the value of select your team.
Well, you know, we're talking about the team that the pastor, the staff is going to put around themselves for this journey, this process that they're going to walk through, to help them make good decisions, to help them discern the information that they've been given. And so, you know, we've talked about the most important element in selecting a team is their heart.
Yes.
You want to make sure that they have a heart for your ministry. They have a heart for the vision that you have, because heart is the bottom line to every person that sits around that table. Because I say this often, and we've said it in the previous podcast, that building church or ministry facilities is not a business decision. It's not an economic decision. It's a spiritual decision. Mm. And if you don't put spiritual people, people with a heart for Christ, a heart for the kingdom, and a heart for your church, a heart for your vision, your mission, your ministries around the table with you, you get business decisions, you get economic decisions, but you don't get spiritual decisions. And building ministry facilities is a spiritual process. And so you want to put people around you. So that heart is really important. Technical skills, whether we put other builders or architects or engineers or those kind of people around us, is great mm-hmm. if their heart is right. Mm-hmm. And so business people, finance people, all those people are great as long as they have the right heart to help you discern the information, help you make decisions, and help you walk this journey out that leads to a finished product that really does fulfill the vision that God gives you as you walk through the process.
One of the things that you do when you go to meet with a church that's starting this process is you make a presentation, much like what we're talking about on these series of podcasts. And so as you're talking about the team and selecting your team, what are some of the things that you're asked? Like, what's some of the most common questions?
Probably the most common question is, how many people do I need to put on my team?
Okay.
And, you know, I've worked with churches that have had teams of three, and I've worked with churches that have teams of 16 or 18.
Wow.
And I will say without question, I always prefer to work with teams of 3 to 5.
Okay.
And I think it's the least painful for the church leadership to have a small group of people who make the decisions. Now, those aren't the only people that will be involved in the process. We will draw a number of people in during the process of programming and visioning and talking about what we're going to do on the campus or what we're going to do in this renovation. We'll bring in all of those key players. But there needs to be a core group of 3 to 5 people, 7 at the absolute most, that are going to be your key decision makers that can take the input from all of those people and ultimately make a decision. Because the challenge becomes, as we all know, these are all volunteers. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, to get 16 people to be able to agree on a time, a date, and a place where they can come together and give an hour to an hour and a half of their time. And we're going to have multiple meetings. So this is not a, hey, come and 3 months later we'll have another meeting. Oftentimes when we get in this design process, you know, we're having a meeting or two a month, sometimes 3 a month. And so to get 16, 18 people to come to the table 3 times a month and spend an hour to make some decisions about, you know, is this floor plan going to work? Is the way we've designed this going to, how is it going to flow? And we talk through all of that, and them to be able to kind of equate it to how they do ministry. And so I always say to that question that I'm asked the most, how many people, I always say 3 to 5 is excellent, not more than 7 on your team. And then the next question usually that follows that is, who should I put on my team? And that's all the things we've talked about. You know, I encourage them, look for the heart, look for people that can help you make decisions, look for people who have your vision, want to help you fulfill that vision that God's given you. Those are really important things. So, you know, the how many and the who is probably the two most common questions that I get about who should we put, how do we select a team to help us walk this journey.
That's Rodney James. This is Master's Plan, Your Partner podcast. And we are today talking about kind of our final emphasis on selecting your team. That's part of this process. And when a church is selecting teams, by the time they get to this part of the select your team, the official team that's going to now go forward, you mentioned before that sometimes they've already had other types of teams even leading up to this process. So how do we get here now to move forward so that we don't have a really big challenge with what do we do with these previous teams now?
Yeah, so many times I encounter a church that maybe has had a long-range vision team or a vision casting team or a long-range planning committee, and they've gone through and maybe they've done some demographics, some evaluations of their ministries and all of those kind of things, and they know, hey, facilities is a piece of what we need to do to be able to move our vision forward.
Okay.
And so you kind of had this group of people that maybe have been together for a period of time. And oftentimes, we're brought in at that point. We're brought in to talk to the long range planning committee or the vision committee about, you know, what do facilities look like, how much do they cost today, and even oftentimes going all the way through the concept process of saying, this is what your facilities could look like, this is a floor plan that I think would help you facilitate your vision and your ministry to move it forward. And then all of a sudden when they say, okay, we want to go ahead and begin to build phase one, then what they do is the long range planning committee or the vision committee, they kind of keep going on with the other facets of their ministry, and we put together this building team. And the challenge often comes that long-range planning or vision team has had all of the conversations, and we've dealt with all of the possibilities and the what-ifs, and we've answered all of those questions, and none of those people then move into the building team. And so we kind of get caught in this, sometimes this cyclical pattern of, we got to go back through all those what-ifs, because these people are asking, well, have we looked at buying another building? Have we looked at relocating the campus? Have we looked at, and the answer to all those questions has already been answered. So my encouragement is, if you wind up in a situation where you're not going to use your long range planning committee, your vision committee that's been together, that's worked through all these things, move at least one or two of those members into the building committee, so that at least during the first stages of design and concepts that we've done or that we're going to do again or do at this point, still going moving forward. All of those questions can come from church members. You know, it's one thing for me to sit here and say, yes, we talked about that and we're not going to do it, or we talked about it and here's why we shouldn't do that, or what the decision that that committee made. But with those members here to be able to speak into the life of those other, of this new committee from the church's perspective, it's invaluable. And so that's something that I think is really important. And I see it happen often. There's this transition of committees. And sometimes, well, it's just a rotation deal. These people are going to rotate off and we put new members on. And again, without the consistency, because sometimes we work with churches and it's 6 months, it's a year, could be 2 years from the time we kind of get a concept of where they're going to go to the point where they're ready to take the steps now and start designing and building the facility. And so some of those people have gone away. They're off on a different committee. They're serving in a different capacity. But somebody needs to bridge that gap into that second committee, into that second team, to be able to walk forward and carry all of that information that has been digested and the questions that have been answered, all of those answers into this second committee, into this second team as we walk forward in the full design and construction of the facility.
Awesome. I think about, you know, when talking about the timeline and that that process of time, it's so there isn't such a thing as let's see, what was it called? Home makeover, you know, where you've got 7 days to build a home. There's not that in the church world.
Not in
there?
The church world. No, there's not.
Okay, so Rodney James, he's the founder of Master's Plan Church Design and Construction Company, which is based in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And when we hear your heart, Rodney, it's obvious that in talking about this whole process being a spiritual decision on especially selecting your team. Let's talk a little bit about, for someone who this may be the first podcast that they're hearing, let's talk about your background a little bit.
Well, for those who know me, know that, you know, I spent my first few years out of college in the corporate world as a corporate pilot, and then God called me out of that into ministry and served in ministry for 20 years as a, first of all, as an executive pastor and worship leader, and then as a senior pastor, got to do 3 building projects while we were in ministry, and saw the good, the bad, the ugly through that process. We did capital campaigns, we raised funds, we borrowed money, we paid the money off. So we've kind of walked this journey from the shoes of a pastor, an executive pastor, a church administrator. We know we've been there, and my heart is to help them take the right steps in the right order. I say it so often, and you'll hear it over and over again on this podcast, it's not what churches don't know that hurts them. When we don't know something, we know we got to go ask a question. But it's what they don't know that they don't know. When you don't know what questions to ask, that's where churches get hurt so often in this process. And my heart really is to be a partner, to come alongside and walk the journey with you, give you wisdom and advice. And as you're going to hear in the future podcast, we can help with every facet of everything that's required. From casting vision and raising funds and borrowing funds and designing and the whole process from beginning to end, my heart is just to be a partner to walk the journey with you and make sure that you don't take the missteps that, that many churches make along the way.
How do they get in touch with Master's Plan?
Well, they can go to our website, which is mpchurchdesignbuild.com. That's mpchurchdesignbuild.com. There's a contact form there that would actually comes directly to my email and one of my partner's emails. And so we would love to be able to communicate with you in that way. We're located in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but we work pretty much nationwide. So it doesn't matter where you are. We would love to have the opportunity to visit about your project and see how we could partner with you to help you see your vision come to life.
And speaking of selecting a partner, that's going to be our next podcast. So we're going to start into the next step, the right order, and that is going to be selecting a partner. And, you know, I think that this statistic really captures the reason for why that these steps are so important. 82% of ministry projects never get constructed.
Yep.
I mean, that's an astounding thought, really. So we're going to unpack some of that as we head into the next podcast. So make sure to subscribe so that way you'll know when the next podcasts are on air, and we'd love to hear from you as well. So thanks so much today for joining us for Master's Plan, Your Partner.
Thank you for listening today. For questions about your building project, go to our website, mpchurchdesignbuild.com, and click Contact. Master's Plan Church Design and Construction. Let's build the kingdom together.
This podcast is a Your Story Speaks production, where we help ordinary people tell extraordinary stories.